Welcome back, folks, to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Well, as promised, I was talking about it last week, and we're going to talk about it this week. Veggie hotels. What are they? What is the concept? Well, I know it was found in 2011 in Berlin by travel journalists Thomas and Karen Klein and IT expert Peter Hott. And joining us now is Thomas Klein from Germany. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Françoise.
Well, it's great to have you here. So now everyone's been asking me, Françoise, what is a veggie hotel? So let's just start there.
Yes, it's very easy because you could say the branding of a veggie hotel is based on one single thing. A veggie hotel will not and never serve meat or fish. So it's purely vegetarian as a basic requirement.
Well, and it sounds simple enough, but really, an entire hotel to jump on board with this, what made you come up with this concept? How did this all happen?
Actually, my wife and I, we are vegetarians since childhood, so it's quite naturally that we are looking for vegetarian options when we travel, and we are travel journalists, so we travel the world, and we are always happy if we came to a hotel or B&B that is purely vegetarian. So at one point we thought, are there many or more of these kind of hotels and B&Bs and guest houses than we know? We made research, and we, in 2011, we started with about 100 hotels and lodgings, and now we crossed 500. So we were surprised ourselves how many guest houses there are that are purely vegetarian.
Now, Thomas, you were saying that hotels and B&Bs, they go exclusive vegetarian. When you approach them, did they understand the concept? Did they think, well, what am I going to do with my visitors that have one family member that is not a vegetarian? How do they work with that?
Most of the houses we come in contact with, they actually are vegetarian for a long time. So we just put them under the umbrella of veggie hotels. The unique thing actually is that most of these houses and hotels were not aware that they are part of a worldwide family. That was the new thing. So most of them are very happy to hear from us and see that they are not lonesome fighters somewhere out there in India or China or Germany, but that they belong to a group now, and this encourages them to carry on.
And joining us, folks, is Thomas Klein. He, and along with his wife and IT expert Peter Hott, am I saying that correctly?
Difficult name for you to pronounce.
You founded this concept in 2011. You came up with an idea, and you went out there, and you started talking to hotels, and a lot of them jumped on board. In fact, it keeps growing and growing. So let's talk about the hotels, the type of establishments that are involved with the veggie hotel concept.
So the interesting thing for us is, and also the charming thing is, that we have from the one-room B&B in the Swiss Alps to the five-star raw food retreat on Bali, Indonesia. So the whole range of the hotel business is there. And as we say, as a basic requirement, a veggie hotel is purely vegetarian. There are many variations. So we have a lot of vegan hotels. This is even more specific, as they do not use any animal products. We have raw food, we have macrobiotic hotels. So within this vegetarian cuisine, there are many very interesting variations. And what I discovered the last 3 years is that the whole idea about vegetarian nutrition is very much developing and reaches a broader audience, I would say.
Well, I definitely agree with you, because in my talks about this, a lot of people had not heard of the concept, and they were excited to hear about the concept. So in my talks, I'm thinking now, certainly not every veggie hotel is geared towards a health and fitness regime. I mean, I think maybe there are hotels that are the resorts. They're just a regular resort spa environment where people go to relax and play tennis and golf. And so not everything is perhaps geared towards working out and in that concept.
No. So they are as different as the whole hospitality industry. Only this specific thing that they don't use meat or fish in the kitchen makes quite a difference. And as we visited many hotels in the last 3 years, not all of course, but many, there is a special atmosphere, I would say. You could say that as these hoteliers, they don't allow any dead animals into their door. So there's a special atmosphere of peacefulness, I would say, and care for the environment as well. It's quite interesting that most of the veggie hotels I know, they are also very conscious about organic food and local foods. So it's not that they are vegetarian and that's it. It's a kind of basic thing. And from there, they develop in all different directions, I would say.
Now, since you founded this in 2011, what has the growth potential been? I'm assuming that it has exceeded your expectations.
Yes, it certainly did. And what we didn't had on our map is the huge interest into vegan food that has developed, I would say, in the last 2, 3, 4 years. So at least in Germany, it's a real growth market now. And we have now on veggiehotels.com, we have about 60 purely vegan hotels. And I noticed that for hotels that start anew, many think about making it purely vegan or with a large percentage of vegan dishes. So we didn't expect that this becomes such a such a mainstream thing. So we are curious ourselves where it will lead us.
Well, I think it's very exciting, and I am going to have the information on the website, which is veggiehotels.com, folks. That will be on there. But let's talk about hotels in the United States. Where are some of the veggie hotels located?
I would say in most of the states. So from California down to Texas, so there's almost in each state there is a veggie hotel, and we are sure that there are even more than we have listed. So we focus in the moment, we focus a little bit more on the USA and hope that also to your audience they will find, oh, there's a B&B or hotel missing that I know personally. So there are about 40, I haven't counted them lately, but about 40 veggie hotels in the U.S., and some more in down South America, Mexico, and so.
And how many veggie hotels so far worldwide?
We crossed 500 quite some time ago, so we are heading for 600. I just before we talked, I talked to a new veggie hotel that approaches today from Ghana. So we get requests from all over the world. So the more popular our website gets, the more requests we get. So there's no the limit is the sky.
Okay, it's fabulous. Now, what if they would like to be part of the veggie hotel phenomena? How does that work?
You mean how they can become a member?
Yes, if they would like to be part. Yes.
Yes. So we from the start we have two things in mind. Mainly, we have in mind the guest, so that everybody who, for example, types in to Google vegetarian hotel, he will really find us on the first place, so to say. And I think this happened in most countries. So if you go on the web and look for vegetarian hotels, you find us, and then you should find a complete listing. So we list each hotel, even if they don't become a formal member. For those who become a member, we give them their own space on our website. So with their complete description, pictures, Google Map, and everything. So there's a distinction between the presentation. So, but the membership means that they also use our logo for their marketing, for their website, so that the people can really trust that this is a hotel that is purely vegetarian. And
do you go, Thomas? Do you go to
all the houses that where we are really sure that they are purely vegetarian? So at least with their name and website, we have them there.
And Thomas, do you periodically check up on these hotels? Do you have a random stop to make sure that they do stay vegetarian?
Actually, as there are so many now, we cannot do it personally. But the good thing is, the vegetarian and vegan travelers are very specific, I would say. So whenever there would be a hotel that is listed on our website and isn't vegetarian or stops to be vegetarian, it wouldn't take a long time that we get the feedback, as we also have a very active Facebook site. And one, two times it happened that we got the feedback, then we approached the hoteliers and asked them if they are really vegetarian. If they are not, we take them off the list. And in the beginning of veggie hotels, this happened quite sometimes. Now we are, I would say, we are through all the hotels and we have contacted them. But it happened that one of the hotels says, okay, we have fish, but we drop it to stay with a veggie hotel's membership.
Well,
so it's quite easy to follow up.
Well, I think it is a really fascinating concept and a concept very appropriate with today's mindset. So, Thomas, give everyone the information how they can find a veggie hotel near them, and if they have more information or want their hotel to be part of the veggie hotel, give us the contact information, please.
Yes, it's very easy. You go to veggie-hotels.com, and on the contact button, you have all our emails, telephones, and so on. And when we get information about a hotel we don't know yet, we contact them directly. And for the users of the website, I think it's they will find all the information of the hotels on with a few clicks. They go through the continents to the country. They can also search for purely vegan hotels they have with one click, or if we have some pre-selected things like city trips or wellness vacation or yoga vacation, because many yoga conference centers, they're also vegetarian. So I think our website is very easy to navigate, and so everyone will with a few clicks find what he's looking for.
All right. Thomas Klein, thank you so much for calling us from Germany. I think, again, as I said, the veggie hotel concept is a great one. It's going to sweep the countries all around the world. It already is. Good for you. It's good for implementing an idea that you had. Congratulations.
Thank you, François.
All right. Okay. All right, folks, for more information, you can go to veggie-hotels.com, and this will be on the Traveling with François website, so not to worry. All right, stick around. We'll be right back with a lot more information right here on Traveling with François.